Weighing which presidential candidate to vote for is often difficult, especially up in New Hampshire, where serious voters try to listen to all the candidates during a presidential primary season that comes early. In the second part of our series on New Hampshire voters, this morning WBUR's Fred Tice takes us again to Rochester, New Hampshire, to introduce us to a Republican who wants a presidential candidate who aligns with his own personal philosophy.
You get to the empty shell of Packy Campbell's real estate development business by heading 3 miles west from Rochester along the commercial strip on Route 11. His pickup truck is the only vehicle in front of his two-story building.
Come on into my office, brother.
The views of this Republican businessman have been shaped by several traumatic events in his life. 17 years ago, a man walked into the place where Campbell worked. It was not good.
Called me by name, walked me out back, and put a gun to the back of my head. When I was 24 years old, I got shot twice in the head with a .38 at point-blank range. I have 2 bullets still lodged in my body. I didn't work for 4.5 years.
Campbell was angry for a lot of reasons. One of them was because he was shot by a man a judge had ordered held without bail. It was a Democratic politician who ordered him released. Eventually, Campbell got married. He had 5 children. And then one day, 7 years ago, he would find out that being shot in the head would not be the worst thing that would ever happen to him.
My 2-year-old son died in my arms. There's nothing. There's nothing that can happen to me that's ever going to be as bad as that. And to the degree that I feel grief and blame for that, I do. But here's the deal. I got to deal with that. I got to deal with that and accept my role and my responsibility. I left my keys in my car, and my son played with them, and my car rolled.
That traumatic experience reinforced Campbell's sense of personal accountability.
So, I mean, if you want to sit down and whine about life, I tell you there's nobody out there that has a harder, tougher story than mine, okay? But I ain't looking to win that award, because that's what the liberals want to win. They want to have the poor me debate, and they want to have the look at this hard luck case.
But Campbell doesn't see himself as a hard luck case. He believes in self-reliance, and he thinks the country should encourage it more. In the Republican presidential primary, he thinks the candidate who best serves that philosophy is Mitt Romney.
For me, Mitt Romney's message is believe in America, assume the best in people, and know that we can take care of us. And that's truly, when you think about it, a very Tea Party-ish philosophy. That they're believing in the individual and the individual responsibility, so does Mitt Romney.
There's another reason Campbell supports Romney.
I want to get behind a candidate that I think can beat Barack Obama.
But Campbell also agrees with the Tea Party that the country can't borrow its way out of its problems. He learned that the hard way through personal experience.
I made some poor choices. It means I made some mistakes in business. But the best thing I can do is be honest with myself. And the honesty came when I had to make a decision to file bankruptcy. And now that I've made that decision, I can say, where do I go from here?
Campbell is trying to sell his offices. He's already had to lay off 35 people. And as a realtor, he's pushing a lot of short sales, even though New Hampshire has one of the best economies in the country, with unemployment around 5%.
New Hampshire is a unique situation. We have very low unemployment, but we still have a very, very high amount of foreclosures. A very, very high amount of short sales.
To demonstrate why he thinks the government is making the housing problem worse, Campbell drives me in his pickup truck. We go past the booming commercial strip on Route 11, past the gun factory that just closed, onto Main Street with its empty storefronts, and we take a right turn into what's considered the roughest neighborhood in Rochester.
The government shouldn't be in the business of renovating these buildings. You know,
here, the federal government has poured hundreds of thousands of dollars to refurbish some of the ramshackle multiple family houses. But Campbell is frustrated that these houses, with their luxury appointments, are not getting rented.
And here's a building that now it's sitting vacant. It's in beautiful shape. And it's a nice building. It came out nice, but they put granite countertops in it. And now they're trying to find a tenant. These have been back on the market now for over 6 months and they haven't sold.
Campbell believes his own life would also be better with less government interference. His own bankruptcy, his having to lay off 35 people, trying to make a living in the worst economic times since the Great Depression, are all things Campbell believes he can best overcome if the government stays out of his way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.